The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, it seems like I haven't been here chatting to you, Nicola, for weeks, months and years.
I know. Hello.
The first thing you said to me, you take too many holidays. You need to take more holidays.
I was a bit jealous of seeing you and Martin at the boxing.
Oh, yeah, we went to the boxing, yes, and it was good. The fight wasn't very good, but I think my father summed it up. He said I went down to visit the parents as well in Wales, and he said they both looked like they didn't want to get knocked out. And I understand, because they both have the ability to knock each other out, you know? And so I think he boxed very clever. Wasn't a thriller, though. That's the trouble. He had to win it, but it wasn't a thriller, was it, you know?
No, but he won it, you know, fair and square, didn't he? So.
But and the weather's been dreadful. You just said to me there, because you own quite a few animals, and you just said in the garden there, the ducks are loving it.
Yeah, they're completely waterlogged, and I've got like little dew ponds, and the ducks think it's absolutely fantastic. Water everywhere.
Well, that's not. I thought.
And it's going to rain again later.
Yeah, I thought it was an old saying, you see, about good weather for ducks. But obviously, the ducks do generally love wet weather. Do they love it?
Absolutely love it. Yeah,
that's
absolutely
good.
Love
well,
it.
Well, if one part of our society is happy, it's a duck community, so that's nice.
You know, when
it?
You get really heavy rain, my female ducks stand on the lawn stamping their feet to try and get the worms to come up so they can eat them.
My wife does that.
Does she?
Just imagine a stamping. He's looking for worms. So come on, Megan, back in the house. We've got food in the fridge. What's wrong with you? Come on. exactly, there we are. Anyway, it's been very bearish, you know. And sometimes people are like, oh, I just saw that, Nicola, then. That little effect you had on that was very good. How do you do that?
Snazzy new software.
I've got to explain people to listen to the podcast. You can see this video at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. But you won't be seeing it now. This is live, but also on Facebook. But as we chatted then, it's like a sort of a curtain effect happened, but from top to bottom, not from left to right. A curtain effect happened on the charts there, which is very nice. But it's been, do you know what? It's been very bearish. It's bearish again because there's a trade thing with Trump. I got to laugh. The White House has criticised China for retaliating on tariffs. And China's come back with tariffs on about 128 products, including pork and wine. And, of course, the Chinese like pork, like a lot of pork. They do import some pork.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's something ridiculous. Like, I looked up the stats before, how many pigs they kill a day. It's scary. It's more than the population.
Please don't. Okay, please don't.
Okay, it's more than the population of America, though. Pretty much. And you understand there's 1.5 billion people in China, and they all like sweet and sour pork, you know. So, it's a stereotype, but I mean, it's a lot of pork. There's a lot of pork in those Chinese dishes, you know, there's a lot of it. So, it's a lot. But yes, I don't understand how White House can criticize China for doing that. When essentially they've done the same. They started off. But that's what people are worried about. It's a bearish. And I think when everyone's bearish, it's quite a good thing, isn't it? You know?
Oh, for sure it's a good thing. Yeah, for sure it's a good thing. You know, and you know what happened this weekend, over the Easter weekend? The shorts, the number of shorts in Bitcoin reached record all-time highs. Wow. And you know what's happened since then? Bitcoin's gone up in a straight line.
Yes, see, exactly, it has bounced, guys. I last saw it, I think, when I was in Centre Park.
So sell stocks, buy Bitcoin.
Don't sell stocks, don't say that at all.
Okay.
Bitcoin's a flash in the pan. Okay. anyway, let's look at some stocks anyway. So, Bitcoin was down about 6,600, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, now it's at and now right now we're at 7,300, nearly 7,400.
Yeah. Okay. Is it? I mean, I haven't looked at it, but is it over? Where is it on the moving averages, for example? Is it?
I think if we need to get a little bit higher. If we can get above 7,700, 7,800, then I think that there's a very good chance that it's over. Yeah.
Oh, hang on, though. But it's there's still that the 200-day moving average hasn't reacted to the fall yet. It's only starting to curve over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but that's at 9,200, 9,300. We've got a ways to get. Where if we can get above 7,800, we will rally to 9,200 and that 200-day moving average. So don't sneeze. That's like 25% off the lows. I realize that's small compared to some AIM stocks, but, you know, it's we should see a decent move.
Do you know what? I reckon this is going down to 6,000. I think it'll trade in a range for a while
to
now.
To retest that low from February, you mean?
Yeah, but and also, but you see these kind of charts where it's spiked up and then it's come back and they have to consolidate for a long time, don't they, before it starts to make a move up. And this kind of chart, you see that all the time. And I just think, I don't know, I may be wrong in Bitcoin, but...
I just think the lopsided positioning means that there's going to be a lot of sell orders to cover, and that will give us the fuel to go higher, for now anyway.
Okay, all right. Anyway, that's Bitcoin.
So we wear them out.
Okay, look at some charts of smaller cap stocks. So Blenheim Natural Resources had some news that they, BNR, they're commencing lithium. I think it was off the top of my head, I'll check it now, but I think they're commencing lithium drilling, one of their investments. So let's look at Marley Lithium Drilling to commence. Yes, yeah, so that's there. So what do you reckon on BNR? Are they up to date on that? I mean, it's very little up. John, I'm looking at my portfolio here, right? I've got 11 stocks down, no rises. Earlier on the day, I had two rises. That's just wiped off. It's really bearish at the moment. Horrible market. So it's not looking nice. But what do you reckon on BNR? They haven't risen today. And on that sort of positive news, normally in a normal market, that would rise on that. But it hasn't moved. So what do you reckon, BNR?
We're at 336. There's really good confluence of support for BNR at between 308 and 314. That's where FIB projections line up. And that's where I'm looking for. I think it'll find its feet there. It's not, this one is not collapsing or crashing. It's been very slow. Made, if we go down to a 4-hour chart, we'll see we made a little wedge consolidation. And I think that this should find support. You know, you see those towards the ends of trends. I think 308 to 314 should be support. Look for a bullish reversal there.
Okay. Next one is MySquare. Of course, they're in Myanmar. There's a social media sort of app and website stuff there. down, there's no news out today, but they had the news out. Last thing, which is people, the market always suspect this, when you put news out at just after market closed on a Friday, whenever, you know, last day of trade, or Thursday was last day of trading, and then it's never sort of good, and it's obviously fallen from the, so they put their interim results out on 16:32, which is obviously 2 minutes past the market
close.
That's
naughty,
yeah, on a Thursday. So I think people are just reacting to that, and it's down
on a holiday 13. Weekend as well.
Yeah, long weekend. People hope people forget, maybe. I don't know. Oh, it's long. But so people are reacting to that on a bullish, bearish day. They're down 13.5%. What do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
At the beginning, so I had a really good FIB support for MySquare at 1.45. And when we had the sharp rally at the beginning of January, we hadn't quite tagged the level. The low was 1.49. Here we have today, we've just literally dropped into this level and tagged it. I think if we can close back above 1.45, that there's quite a good chance that MySquare can rally from here. Or I'd be looking for a bottoming pattern or making a base around 1.45. And if we can rally from 1.45, happy days, we should rally back to 3.18 and the prior highs from February.
Do you know what? The more I look at stocks and the more I look at charts, I do think fundamentals in stocks, I mean, it's different with Forex and all that stuff. You've got to know a bit of macro, maybe different with Bitcoin and all that stuff. And but I think with stocks, especially small cap stocks, you've got to, fundamental research is to know which company to get into. Technical research is to know at what level, you know? So yes, you need to pair the two together when you're in small stocks. It's very essential. It's very hard, I think, to just look at charts, because you have one trading update, it can break the technicals completely and you'd end up a lot lower or a lot higher, or you didn't expect something to happen. So I just think, you know, fundamentals, what to get into, technicals, when to get into it. And
you can trade, to be honest, you can trade around earnings and announcements if you can see one coming out. But, you know, you can't plan for when they're going to make one, an unscheduled one.
And I'll give you an example here. Prairie Mining was looking very good. PDZ, they got massive resources there in coal. But today, they've been advised to take legal action. It's quite a complex situation. So they've applied for an environmental license to the Ministry of Environment. And apparently, the rule is out there, or the way the etiquette is that if you don't receive a reply within 3 months, you take legal action against the Ministry of Environment. So that's what they've done. And even though they say this is part of the course, this is what you do over there, their stock has fallen by 30%. And so you mentioned before this was looking quite bullish,
how
wasn't
bad
it?
To be in a country where you have to do that.
Yeah, well, it's in Poland. But the stock was looking quite good in the chart here, wasn't it? Up until, you know,
it really
recently.
Was. Yeah, it was in a really nice uptrend, trading at solid new highs above 43.20. Not only that, but it got above those highs, pulled back, retested, and was trending higher really nicely. So where have we come back to? If we go from the lows in 2016 to the highs that we made in March, then we've retraced to the 200-day moving average, which was down at 33, and the 382 Fib at 36. I think if we can close above 36 today, that we have a really good chance of a recovery from here.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what the order of the day is? I'm just going to tweet this as well. I think it's a little soundbite. If you've released good news today, you won't fall. You won't rise, more likely.
But you won't crash.
You won't fall, yeah. If you release no news, you probably will fall. If you release bad news, you're going to crash, pretty much. That's how it is. That's how bearish it is. So Savanna Petroleum, they've released decent news. And they've spotted their well, you know, an oil well in Nigeria. And so that's good news. You know, they've started a drill there. And yet it's down just 0.17%, just a little bit. But I mean, it's nuts. It's, you know, it's even positive news getting hammered. So SAVP, what do you reckon?
SAVP, I really do think that since the start of the year, we can draw a trend line, you know, from the April 2015 lows. And since the start of the year, we've really been going sideways at this trend line, trying to find our feet off it. We've got a bit of a horizontal range. The lows in January and the lows that we made around February the 16th are 26, you know, 26.6. As long as we don't close below that, I think that we're making a pretty good base here. We've got flat moving averages. We're trading completely sideways. So I'm looking for it to find its feet here. And then back above 32, which is the 200-day moving average, should see us go back to the top of the range at 44. So, and then beyond, hopefully, this time. But yeah, sideways, I don't know, distribution and accumulation here. But yeah, only below 26 would I be worried.
Okay, Valsef. And the last one is, of course, W Resources. In fact, I think they are up. They are developing the mine there, La Perilla in Spain. I'm speaking to the chairman a bit later, Michael Masterman, and it's a tungsten mine, and they've got funding, they've got everything is good to go. All they know is constructing the mines. They've gone from explorer to developer, and then they're going to be producer, I think, in 2019, which is the three basic stages of a company there. So I think it was, last time I looked, it was up. But let's have a look. It's one of those golden eggs today. We're very few of them around, but it is up. So look, it was up quite a bit. Yes, up to 8.3% as I'm looking. So what do you reckon, Nicola?
I think this one looks really good on the weekly and on the daily. You know, it's consolidating sideways at the highs, and yes, it is up. Even if this one does fall, if the whole market crashes, this one has rock solid support at 0.49, and I would be a buyer if it came back there. But yes, it looks fine today, turning higher today, even with using my Heiken Ashi. But if it does come back a little bit more, 0.49 is rock solid support. I would buy there. And I think that we continue higher. This is an ABC correction in an uptrend, and I'm looking for it to continue back to the prior highs at 0.878, and then ideally new highs in this one, and 1.18.
Okay. What's that little button for on Twitter where you said add another tweet? What's that all about? I don't understand what that means.
It's, you know, if you want to make a tweet chain or a conversation.
Yeah.
So if you tweet, if you tweeted something about a certain stock and then you wanted to tweet a bit more, rather than write 1 of 10, 2 of 10, 3 of 10, you can automatically link them in a chain, so it's easier for people to read.
I see. I don't know what that was about. Cool. And of course, you are the queen of Twitter and crypto.
Or if you wanted to do a follow-up to a tweet,
would be actually, I could have used that day, actually.
People can see what you tweeted about it before.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Marvellous. By the way, if you are listening to this on the podcast, you can see this video at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Well done, Nicola.
That wasn't very resounding, was it?
You didn't know it was coming there. Blog! like we hadn't done that before, ever. Marvellous. Nicola, thanks very much, and we'll speak tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for coming.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.